Richard, the man from Nashville, is back. Easy Francesi with Francesi. How are you, Richard?
Damien, man, I'm doing well. I am doing well. Thanks. How about you?
I'm okay. We will start with you. I've got a few stories this week. We'll come back to me. You've been really busy. I know. My fault, and then yours. You have to reschedule a few times. So, work has taken a big seat in your life at the moment. Do you want to talk us through your last 2 weeks? How things have been?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess the last time we spoke was a Sunday, like lunchtime after I'd finished the run. So I was probably unresponsive and I mean, I think I was exhausted actually.
Buzzing and fatigue.
So I took the Monday off after that. I was quite pleased to be back just that weekend. Took the Monday off, and then on the Tuesday, I wanted to run, but I was still pretty tired. And as a result, I just did some gym work. So I did a set of circuits, really. You know, the gym exercises I said I was doing.
We let the dogs out.
Yeah, with the dog. Yeah, I did that as more of a dedicated gym session. I did this 6 circuits of, you know, about 8 to 10 exercises.
Okay.
All body stuff. And I actually really, really enjoyed it. But you know, knowing as well as you know me, so I obviously overdid it. I had a lot of fun, but the next day I didn't have a lot of fun.
It was not easy.
Anyway, but I did that on the Tuesday, so I was pretty pleased there. On the Wednesday, it was terrible weather for that entire week. So it rained for 4 days in a row, and I'm now too soft to go out in the rain and run. There are not the same motor.
The man who loved cross country, thick mud.
No, I do love it. It's just, there's no cross country race for me, right? So there's no motivating factor to go out and, you know, or at least there isn't as much. So anyway, the weather was pretty rough. So I got on the bike on Wednesday and I did, you know, half an hour on the bike, and you know, I was pretty pleased with it. And then pretty much then for a week, my back. And my like glutes were just so sore. I did something strange,
From the lifting, you think?
Sitting down anymore. The lifting, followed by the cycling, followed by just being old. I'm not that old, but I'm old enough. My body's old.
Oh, dear.
So anyway, I did those Tuesday, Wednesdays, and then really since then, man, I have not run. And then work picked up. So mentally, you know, when it came to the end of the day, I just didn't have anything left, and in the mornings I get straight onto a call. So sadly, it's been pretty pretty dire on the running front, but I'm still optimistic, man.
How's the back? Mm. How's the back and the glutes feeling?
It's okay. It's the back is better. The challenge now is I still sit too much, so I get like soreness in my, you know, like on my seat.
Stand up desk.
So I started standing. Yeah, I've got a stand-up desk, but, you know...
Use it!
I'm making all sorts of bad decisions, Dave.
Oh, man, use it!
I tell you what, no, it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah. Okay.
It stopped raining. Right, it stopped raining, and now, when I get around town, I'm back on my bike. So I'm cycling to get around town, you know?
That's it, good, get some motion.
From that perspective, yeah, you know, the weather is good now. But truthfully, man, I've not done much running. I do have a funny story, but I want to know yours or your story first.
Okay, so I'm trying to remember the last time we spoke. I think I had a calf problem. I started running. There wasn't as much ice on the roads, and that has the last 2 weeks. The weather has been I went down south, and the weather's always a bit cooler there. So that was pretty nice. I did a bit of. So I had a week off school, did a bit of training. So it's like a bit of a boot camp, got back into some sessions, came back up to Stockholm. Weather was glorious, been glorious all week. And again, I was getting back into the groove of things. And I don't know, something, I ate something funny because normally I'm pretty good. So this Saturday, I went to bed. I felt okay. Woke up on Sunday, had no appetite. I slept appallingly on Saturday night. I get rashes sometimes when I'm warm, And I was itching all night. I woke up on Sunday and oh, it was yak attack. That was just the
yak attack.
Yeah. So oh, everything came out. Everything came out. That was, and I actually fainted. I was in the toilet and my
really?
Head was spinning. I kind of had my hand on the toilet seat and I fell. And I was in between the, so it's a small Airbnb, so I was in between the toilet seat and the wall. I mean, lucky I didn't hit my head. Maria wasn't here. She's gone to Ethiopia. So I was on my own. But luckily, I was fine. Didn't eat anything again most of the day. I think I managed to have a bit of, I had some potato. Oh, this is it. So boiled potatoes. Boiled broccoli and boiled carrots. That was and a tiny bit of tuna. That was my meal. So basically, 2 days off running, and I couldn't go to school either. So yeah, I've managed to do a bit of running. So getting back on it, but yeah, it's amazing how you go from feeling great. And I had a good session on Friday, and Saturday was just easy runs. I went just off a cliff. I did a little jog and I felt like I hadn't run for weeks. But so I don't know what I ate, but luckily it wasn't anything. Yeah, it's out of my system now. I'm alive and I'm ready to go. And the weather is, it's nice. It's good. It's good. It's still about zero, but the sun is
it's still about zero. The weather's nice.
You're mate, it's zero. It gets warmer though, but after midday, it's 5 or 6. Sun's out, so in the sun, it's glorious. Yeah, got it. Got it. Slim pickings here, man. Slim pickings. So, yeah.
Well, I'll say, mate, I'm not so sure that's a funny story, but it is actually a funny story. You know, it's not funny for you on a Saturday on the weekend, but it's funny now.
Yeah, it is. You can look back at it. Oh, I felt. You know when you have those things, it's absolutely awful. And I hate vomiting. And that's something about vomiting. It's just, I know people who can make themselves vomit, and they do it sometimes. But I just hate that. I hate the feeling. I hate the,
Have you ever seen a cat throw up?
I've not, no.
Is it? it's quite funny.
Oh, I didn't tell you about. So yeah, so my Airbnb host has got a cat. It's called what's it called? Yoshi, right? And
well, like from Nintendo, like from Super Mario.
I think so. And it's a lovely cat, and it he told me not to feed it because it's on a diet. And so it came round once. It was whining and whining and whining. So he gave it some tuna, and then it kept coming back every day, just whining and whining and whining. And it's a nice cat, so it does keep me company, actually, when I've been on my own. He hasn't turned up today. I take it he's been fed. Cats are quite smart. For about 2 days, just as I was coming in, it was going by the door. But it's,
what did it say? What did the cat say? Oh Matt, so you're feeling better now though, right?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay.
It's just been a few days.
Get some food. Obviously, probably lost a bit of weight, but just to get some food on board. Gradually, I can't eat lots. So just small amounts of food, and then I should be back to normal tomorrow. Yeah. How's so Richard? How are you? What's the plan? What's the plan with the cycling and the stand up desk? Have you got an action plan?
I'm really struggling, Damien. I have not got a plan. And I kind of came to that realization, probably a week ago, like I can tell myself I got a plan, but I don't have a plan. And I think I sat down last Thursday, so nearly a week ago now, and I just sat and wrote like some kind of structural plan, right? But it was terrible. It's like I'm out of practice. It's been, I don't know, 7 years, maybe more, since I even had that of perspective on things. So I don't know what my plan is. That's why my only thing, the only fixed point I have is in December of this year, I'm gonna be back in the UK. One of my close friends is getting married, so I'm going to run a park run
Okay.
with him and everyone else that day. That's
Okay.
in December, right? So that's ages. It's not actually that far away, but I tell myself it is. So I want to go to that park run and, you know, have some degree of, you know, competitive, you know, ability for whatever the fitness I have is.
Okay.
It's very different just turning up to go for a run like I did when I was back over Christmas and, you know, oh, great, wow, I ran a park run, you know, versus having some sort of purpose to it, even if it's the same speed, right? So anyway, that's the only thing I can really point to right now as being something I want to do that is, you know, not necessarily competitive, but running based.
Is it a powerful enough goal? Will it motivate you enough?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't, I mean, evidently not right now because I'm not running and there's not really an excuse in the last week to not run. I mean, I can say I've done a lot of work, I've got a lot of work to do, but that doesn't preclude me going out for a 20-minute run. Like, it's just not acceptably, it's not a good reason, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't for the 10 years where I was running or more. So this is not suddenly a good reason now. So yeah, I think goals and you know, mate, in the US, I find it so hard to plan a race because everything's a road race. Every race costs $40 to enter because you get a rubbish T-shirt. But I don't want a T-shirt from
Or a
some
medal.
local 5K, you know, where
Yeah.
the winning time is 24 minutes. It's like, why don't you a T-shirt from that? So it's really hard to motivate myself for that, and the gap to actually being competitive again, you know. So you know, 15 something 5K or just anything where you do have to really do some training. I'm so far away from that. It feels like right now, but yeah. My plan is still the same. Try and spend 4 days a week running, and I'm failing right now. But don't run. Don't take more than 2 days in a row not running.
Or at least, maybe at least cycling, or doing something that's going to raise your heart rate.
Cycling's a red herring, Damien.
Yeah.
It's exercise, but it's not
You're going to have to do out. Yeah, but I mean, at
red.
least I think, yeah, where you are at the moment, you've not yet managed for a week. So why not 3 a week with some cycling just to keep you? Is it
You
time?
make a
Is it
good
time?
point.
Is it time?
Yeah.
Because
Well, the
that's
weather
what
was good, but
three times a week.
yeah.
That's nearly once every 2 days. You do a cycle as well, then you're getting in four modes of exercise, four sessions in. And even if the cycling on top of that is commuting, at least it's something. And if you could use, maybe just be intense on those rides. Just go for it. If they're long
Yeah,
enough.
man, you're right. You're right. I pretend to myself that, oh, you know, cycling doesn't matter or doesn't have an impact. It does. Yeah, I will consider cycling as a form of exercise. I will say this. When I first moved here, what, maybe 3 years ago, and I was running a bit, there was a reasonably long period, you know, several months in the good weather where I did go down to the airfield, which is 2 miles away, on my bike, and I would do, you know, 2 by 20 minutes to steady on the bike. I would do bike sessions.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest challenge with that really was that my back hurt again. You know, it has its own problems that I have to deal with. So
Do you think it could be the bike fit, maybe, or is it just, do you think it's just a
I'm just
mechanical
with you,
issue?
mate. I just make bad decisions about how much to do. It's not, you know, yeah. It's the same thing where you provide too much of a stimulus in a short time frame, and
It's just
you
too
know, if I
overreaching.
didn't do so much, the best. Okay, here. Okay, this is good. This is good. This is helpful. Cycling around town, I would just commute on my bike more, and then try and go out on the weekend and just, you know, spend an hour and a half, an hour on a bike, just go. You know, even if it's just meandering around town.
Because
The
it,
weather is really good now. It's
yeah,
20 degrees, it's 15 degrees. It was
perfect.
below freezing just last week.
The question is, you do that, and then you do a couple of, even if they're 15-minute runs, you're just getting staying in touch with that loading, with that, it keeps you. It's minimal, but it's something to start from. And even if it's just jogs or easy runs, that's just developing that base for running, that contact to be able to build something from.
I wonder how I even started running. I just, as you were talking about, how did I start running? I guess I was lighter when I started running. My recovery was better. I was active in other sports beforehand. It's such a different calculus now.
You've got to look at it a
Okay.
different way, but you've got to, I think if you were coaching yourself, you could do a great job. As in, if you
I'm
were someone else.
uncoachable, Damien.
So, hey.
I'm uncoachable. I'm
No,
terrible.
but
I don't even.
yeah.
That again. That's an excuse. That's just me being silly. I
You
will
could do
take. Yeah, cycling is part of it. I'm going to reevaluate cycling, gym. Stop framing it as how many runs a week, and make it just how many things of ex
session
dedicated
loads.
exercise I do.
And if you think maybe not now, but maybe in a couple, well, we'll see how next 2 weeks go, but maybe in a few weeks you might want to have a target, well, maybe not yet, a more specific target for the park run. Even if it's just to be quicker than the one you did at Christmas last year, I don't know, something
You
like
know,
that.
okay, right. We're going to talk again in 2 weeks, right? Which is probably going to be more like, 10 days, right? But between now and when we talk next, I want to have run at least half the days. That's my target there, right? And then for the remaining half of the week, cover that with exercise so that a quarter of the time will be some cycling or gym, half the time will be running, and then a quarter of the time I'll be off. Up to a quarter of the time, and
That,
even if it's just 20 minutes, 20 minutes gym and
yeah.
stuff, or then that is something I can try.
Okay. In
When I say
isolation,
try, just do, in isolation.
in isolation, that sounds fine, because but bearing in mind you haven't run for you've done what two we'll just say you've done 2 runs in 3.5 weeks roughly, probably
Oh
either
God,
side of.
is that bad?
Yeah. So no, it is what it is, but maybe. Maybe 10 days, 3 runs. Or if you're going to do those runs, they've got to be just
Okay.
really, really like low level, just getting you back to used to running again, like patient.
Okay. Here's not okay. Acknowledged. So imagine a 3 day cycle. Yeah, 3 day routine. One of those days is a run. One of those days is something else, a bike ride or a gym session. And then one of those days can be off completely. And so then that's what, three of those, that's 9 days, four of those, 12 days. So yeah, that would be three, maybe four
Three
runs at
runs,
most.
yeah. Okay, so
Okay,
3 day
deal.
cycle. That's it. Let's do it. 3 day cycle.
Damien, man, you are giving me valuable advice.
At last,
And I'm listening. I haven't
after
listened to somebody about running for
well,
12 years.
yeah. Well, Richard, you haven't done it yet. You're listening on paper, but you're putting it to action.
Oh, I'm back down to earth. I haven't, you're right, I haven't done it yet.
And listen,
Okay,
what's the street song? Hold it back, boy. Okay, when you're running, just got to remember
if I wait 20 minutes, I'll get exhausted just because I'm moving. I have to
that.
run fast.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep
Yeah.
it. Just keep your legs spinning.
I tell you what, the heart rate traces for every run I've done the last year, it's just a linear increase with time. Doesn't matter how I started, it just goes up.
It goes up, yeah, and it's going to be for a while,
Yeah.
but yeah, I believe in you. I believe in you. You have the capabilities. It's just the discipline. Discipline, sir. You can do
Yeah.
it. Okay.
Thank you very much, Damon. I
All right,
appreciate
man.
it, man.
So yeah, we'll say we'll right. It's going to be around 10 to 12 days. We'll talk again. I'd love to. Yeah, I hope that you're in a position of you're back on the running, cycling scene. Just get your body.
I do have a funny story, by the way,
Oh yeah.
other than the joke that is my running right now.
Go
No, I'll give
on.
myself more credit than that. Last Saturday, so is it Saturday? Yeah, I think it was. So 4 or 5 days ago. So one of my friends is a musician, right? He writes music, he performs and records and everything. And he has a like an actual studio in his house.
Okay.
Someone's calling me. Ah, oh, crap. Okay. Give me a second. I just go to that one. I'll call them back. He has a studio, right? And we went there, we were just hanging out one evening, and I picked up a guitar, a bass guitar, which I've never played
Okay.
before.
Yeah.
But I play the guitar for a long time.
That's right. Yeah.
But it's been what, 15 years, 17 years since I was playing. I just played music, man. We were just playing
Aha,
music. I was
wicked.
playing electric guitar, and it was like he's really good. So I just kind of played along, and I had so much fun. And I
That's
didn't realize I
cool.
really still enjoyed playing music. Yeah,
Brilliant.
and I got blisters on my fingers in real time.
Wow.
I
Oh.
started, and by the
Woo.
time I stopped, I had blisters.
Wow, real-time blisters, that's
Anyway, mate.
proper. Yeah, no worries. Okay,
Well,
Richard, speak
that's
to
the
you soon.
story.
That is cool.
Yeah, thank you very much, man.
Take care. Speak to you soon, yeah? Keep it real.
Cheers. Bye then.
Easy with friends, easy. Bye-bye. See ya.